When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, we're talking about drums and Creed and stuff. We'll get around to it. It's the best show ever. It's Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No.
Here's what went through my head immediately. Is
how unprepared my
youngest,
you are?
My youngest child.
Oh, okay.
Is not a regular listener of this podcast, or even an occasional listener, but every so often the algorithm sees fit to show her Apathetic Enthusiasm videos on YouTube.
Okay.
When she's on using my YouTube account. And so she does an impression. Oh, that light.
She does
an impression of the show where she will say Matt's part. And she'll be like, you asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm. And then she goes, in this episode. And then she'll like make something up. But as I said that, I was like, oh, that's why she makes fun of me. Hey, everybody, I'm Travis.
Hey, everybody, I'm Brandon. And welcome to Apathetic Enthusiasm, the show where we talk about the things that we talk about randomly and usually a couple hours before when we haven't prepared adequately.
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead before we get in, jump into really this cavalcade of topics. Let's get some housekeeping out of the way. Travis, let me knock this out. Let me knock this out of the park.
I'll just sit back and relax.
All right. I'm pinch hosting the housekeeping stuff. Let's go in reverse order. I'm gonna throw a curveball to stick with the metaphor. Go to our website, apatheticenthusiasm.com. Head to our Instagram.
Just go. Why are you still here?
Instagram, apathetic_enthusiasm. Email, apatheticenthusiasmshow@gmail.com, where we are accepting emails now. We were before, but we're definitely now. Over at facebook.com/apatheticenthusiasmshow, you can find us on Twitter. Our show is at Apathusiast, but our personal, deeply personal held Twitter account He is at Jugglemeno, JugglemeNo, and I am at Barnyard Cruise. I am the only Barnyard Cruise out there on Twitter currently. You can change that. I give you permission. You might be watching live over on Twitch, twitch.tv/apatheticenthusiasm. If you're not, well, check it out. You can check us out on Monday nights, usually, sometimes Tuesday, sometimes whenever we feel like it. YouTube, check out. You can, if you missed it on Twitch, there's good news. You can go out there. There's probably a time-stamped video where you can watch where we actually start talking about any kind of content instead of just housekeeping for 30 minutes. You can support us on Patreon. Have that enthusiasm where you can see some behind the scenes stuff. You can see the post show video, which Travis, congratulations. You posted some Patreon content recently.
Absolutely.
So proud
I'm
of
doing
you.
My part.
Do you want to know more? And
if you want to know more, go to patreon.com/apatheticenthusiasm.
And I want to give a shout out to our newest patron. She seems super, super cool. And she's going to now see my videos and she's going to send Travis a text and say, why did Brandon play that song? So anyways, thank you.
Here's the deal, Brandon. If you play any Pink Floyd whatsoever, she'll love you forever.
Okay.
The new patron's my mom. That's right. Thanks, Mom, for supporting the podcast. Anyway,
my mom doesn't support us. As a matter of fact, I think she moved her camper into my driveway. So technically, I'm paying her, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's going the other way now.
Yeah.
Great job. Great job with that housekeeping.
Appreciate it.
I feel so house kept.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of housekeeping, I am in the middle of a very interesting moment in my life where I am basically like in single dad mode. My wife is out of town for like a week. And so it's just me and the three kids.
Yeah.
And what do you know? The house hasn't caught fire. The kids have eaten most of their meals every day.
Mr. Mom.
Mr. Mom. Daddy Daycare. As the 19... When did that movie come out? Like, I don't know, 2001?
I don't know, man.
That's a long time ago. Anyway. But I don't know. It's given me new perspective. It's given me new appreciation for every time I've had to go out of town for any kind of like business trip or anything like that, mm-hmm. where it's just like, man, it's no easy task. So big thank you to everyone who is in the
big ups,
like house, big ups to all of the homemakers out there. And I'm very excited for my wife to come home.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for your wife to go home too.
And not just because she keeps sending me pictures of her with all of the friends that she's met up with that I'm not getting to hang out with, and all of the food that she's eating from back home that is not available where I live.
It's kind of jacked up.
I mean, I've sent her plenty of pictures of In-N-Out Burger from other places, so like I'm getting my comeuppance, but. She went to a Mexican food restaurant that I grew up in. Like, I went there very regularly in my childhood. And their salsa is potentially my favorite salsa on the planet.
Mm.
And
in the on the planet.
Planet.
Like, what is air. It about this magic salsa?
It's delicious. It's just good.
Is it like just the right amount of cilantro?
Oh, there's definitely cilantro in there. I don't know. It is a thinner salsa.
Thinner.
It's thinner. but I don't know. It's just really good. Their chips are good. I every time I'm back home, I go and get a container of their salsa mm-hmm. and just eat it the entire week that I'm at home. So I don't have to spend my whole time at the restaurant. Anyway, I really like it, and I figured out she was there, and that made me sad. And then she sent me a picture, like, of just a close-up picture of the salsa, and that was a sad night.
That's betrayal. That's betrayal yeah. material. That's yeah. That's it's like fine. You know what? Bring me some of that salsa so I can sign the papers in it.
Literally, like, my two responses after that picture were, don't come home, and I'm changing all the locks. And then I said, all joking aside, are you booking your own Uber back from the airport, or do you still want me to pick you up? So
that's great.
Anyway, yeah. Can't wait for her to be home.
Yeah. It was really cool because she's in San Diego, which is basically like 20 minutes away from my house.
That is a lie.
Well, I mean, 20 minutes, a multiple of 20 minutes.
The right? number of people that listen to this that are not like closely acquainted with California geography are going to be like, yeah, LA and San Diego, those are like right next to each other. Like, yeah, 20 minutes makes sense. That's like, it's like at least 3 hours probably to get from you to her.
It's like when I used to come visit my family out here when I was still living out of state, and John would be like, oh, you're in LA. Why aren't you visiting me in San Francisco? Why aren't you coming up here to visit me? Come on. It's right there. Which, for those who are not aware of California geography, Los Angeles is further away from San Francisco than Los Angeles is to San Diego. Anyway, enough of that. So she didn't visit us. This is the point of that story. But this weekend, I did go to a little mutant fam meetup. And so for those who don't know what the mutant fam is, Joe Bob Briggs, my favorite horror host, who is on Shudder. He does movies. He does commentary for the movies. Him and Darcy, the male girl, they do this little show in between clips in between movies. And they're up classic horror films, some obscure horror films, some very, very disturbing ones. His like kind of fan club is the mutant fam. Anyway, so in Los Angeles, out of NoHo, North Hollywood, for those in the NoHo.
For those of you not familiar with California geography.
Which is about 20 to 40 minutes away from where I currently live. There's a little coffee shop.
If you take the 5 to the 4.
There's this little coffee shop called Horror Vibes down there. We went, Chelsea and I, my wife, and we went to like my friend from high school, Tiffany Hersey, who's been on Submitter for Your Approval a couple times, met her there and met some of these other mutant fam folks. And it was cool. Like Chelsea and I got there and I saw the guy who was like leading the thing. But we were like the first ones there and I was like, we're supposed to meet up, but I'm not ready to talk to anybody new. And then eventually my friend Tiffany showed up and then Tiffany pulled Chelsea and then they went and talked to him. And then eventually I was wearing a Joe Bob Last Drive-In jacket. And one of the people that was there, her name's Renee. She's like, hey, there's a guy over there with a Joe Bob jacket on. Should we go talk to him? And Chelsea's like, yeah. That's my husband. Go on out.
Okay, hold on. Time out. So
I was at a table by myself. I was holding the table because I thought, well, we need a table. So I'll hold this table for a little bit.
You thought in advance. You looked up an event. You got in your car and drove to a location.
Whoa.
A meetup.
I got invited to the meetup.
Sat alone at a table.
Well, I wasn't alone the entire
with
time.
With merch on that was related to the meetup.
I wasn't alone the entire time. The place got busy, right? I was there with Chelsea and I were drinking some coffee, right? Some horror-themed coffee.
One does.
Tiffany showed up. And then, like, the table, it was just, there was only two chairs there. But it was like, well, we don't want to get up and then lose the table because it's getting crowded. And so Chelsea and Tiffany went to go talk to them. And I stayed there. I stayed there to hold on to the table, me on my phone.
Such a selfless act. so kind, so thoughtful of you. That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
So thoughtful.
Eventually, did you get to meet anybody?
Yeah.
Have delightful conversations about obscure horror films.
Yeah, we did. We eventually moved outside. We sat at a table outside. And then
like folding lawn chairs.
Yeah. And a bench. And it was nice, like hanging out with those folks. They're all like super nice. They're all like super easy to talk to, like extremely welcoming and warm. I'm like, oh, you know what? Like I would do this again. I would do this again without Tiffany there.
without the conduit to initiate conversation.
My friend Tiffany is great. She's very, very smart. She's very, very talented. The way she talks sometimes, like I want to make fun of her and I want to poke at her. And she knows it. And so like, she'll be telling a story and she'll just like look over me and I'll be like, I'll just like have just a little bit of a smirk. She's like, shut up. Shut up.
You're not saying anything. I've been that guy before. Yeah. I've definitely been that guy before.
But then they asked if we were brother and sister at the very end. I'm like, yeah, I guess we do kind of look alike. When we went to junior prom together, my parents were like, oh, you guys look like brother and sister. Like, that's not the look we're going
for. That's not really the vibe we're going for, but thanks.
But anyway, so that was fun. There it is. That was my weekend.
Tell me about this coffee shop a little bit now.
Okay.
Like, Is it just decorated with horror memorabilia? Are we talking themed drinks? Mm-hmm. Like, really, like, set the scene for me.
Okay.
What are the windows like?
Yeah, yeah. Let's set the dark and ominous scene of this horror vibes in LA in NoHo. Yeah, there's artwork on the wall. Like, there's a big horror themed mural. Lots of artwork by this guy. I had his business card, but it was pretty cool. Like, kind of like neon art. And the drinks, they are themed drinks. So I had the Bride of Frankenstein, which is like this pistachio latte. And it was good. And people were like, that's not sweet at all. But I drank it. And I'm like, it's like got, it had like the right amount of sweetness to it.
Nice.
But there's a couple other drinks that are themed like that too. Like the Edward Scissorhands and stuff like that. So
very cool.
I mean,
very cool.
It's a coffee shop.
You ever been to Dutch Bros?
Well, what's the theme? What's the theme of Dutch Bros?
I think it's like Danish. I don't know. Have you been to Dutch Bros?
I have been to Dutch Bros. Yeah.
Do you like it?
I guess the thing about coffee is it's like coffee. I don't know. Like,
here's the deal. I'm not coming for Dutch Bros, right? But but Dutch Bros is pretty popular with people in my office. Uh-huh. And they'll go out on coffee runs. They'll get their Dutch Brothers.
Okay.
And they come back with these gargantuan drinks that are in clear cups, and they have all these flavors and different things, and they are varying shades of you know, brown coffee colors. So I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll check out Dutch Bros. I had some time. I drive to Dutch Brothers, not far from where I work, and mm-hmm. I pull up to the line. Very nice person is there with an iPad or something, ready to take my order. And I say, can I get, you have like a cold brew coffee? She's like, yeah, yeah. What do you want in it? And I was like, can I just get like the cold brew coffee with ice? Just the coffee, like no cream or no flavors in it. Yeah, just cold brew would be great. And she said, and I quote, what is wrong with you?
What?
And I said, I shrugged and I said, I don't know. I like coffee. And she said, all right. And still very nice. But that was my one and only time going to Dutch Brothers, because I think the appeal is in the flavors and the different, you know, okay, types of drinks and lattes and iced things and stuff, I liked. I mean, I'm not against.
No, of course not. You know, like, more power to the flavor.
I mean, what, 20, 15 years ago even, there's, you know, any latte, cappuccino, frappuccino, blended beverage. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm here for it. But I've definitely gotten to a point in my old age where black coffee is like just right. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I wonder if I'm getting to that point where, like, you know what? I don't need the sweetness anymore. And maybe that is just adding extra to my shakes. Maybe I just need the black coffee without the sugar extra. And maybe I don't need the coffee at all. Maybe it's an addiction. And that's what we're going to talk about next here on Apathetic Enthusiasm after the break.
Right after these messages.
Okay, now I can put a marker there. Boom.
Mark it. Good. I doubt there'll actually be messages there. Anyway.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyway, thanks for listening. We're back. It's Brandon here with Travis, and we're talking coffee here. I don't know. I like black coffee.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's okay.
Too many calories. You know.
Oh yeah, yeah. You losing a lot of weight doing your run. By the way. Run minute. Run. Go ahead, Travis. Go ahead and into your run minute. Are you losing
weight? All right, run minute. We are now 6 weeks away from a big race, my very first ever full marathon. And still running a lot. I am losing weight. I am almost 10 pounds down from my holiday and vacation weight that I packed on.
You do look thinner around the jowls.
Yeah, that's probably the facial hair. Honestly, it shapes the face, Brandon.
When you say jowls to somebody, that seems like an overweight thing, right? Like if you say like, man, you look at your jowls,
skinny people don't have jowls.
They don't.
They just don't. They don't exist.
I don't know if that's true.
Do they? I don't know what a jowl is, if I'm being honest.
I don't know. Is that
like hanging from the side of your face? What's a jowl?
Like, I think that's like when your like cheeks hang over like a bulldog or whatever. I don't know. This isn't
droopy dog, and he's like, thanks for noticing my jowl.
This isn't apathetic learn enthusiasm.
Anyway, yeah, I've been running I've been keeping up with my distances. Last week was a bit of a recovery week. So still plenty of miles put in, but the long run this week was just a 90-minute run. Mm-hmm. No distance associated with it. So I could kind of just go out, try and maintain a comfortable pace, and managed to get the 90 minutes done without any real issues. And then that was yesterday. Today was a 65-minute recovery run, which would have been great, except Oklahoma winds are terrible, and they were like consistently 25 miles an hour, gusting up to like 35, 40 miles an hour. So anytime I would run south, it was like running against, I don't know, air. I don't know what it was. But there was one point where I did think I was going to get literally blown off my feet because I like turned a corner and the wind was blowing at my side. Uh-oh. And it honestly shifted my weight to a point where I thought I was going to lose my balance. So running in the wind is awesome. But this weekend coming up, I have a 30K run.
Gah.
I think if that's about 18 and a half miles, then that's what I have is a 30K run. So running about 18 and a half miles this weekend. I'm not looking forward to it. I would legitimately say that as I increase the distance every couple of weeks, there is like some fear and like a little bit of like a concern in doing that. But then I do the run and I'm able to recover and I'm getting better at preparing and getting better at my endurance. And so I am getting better overall. And that for me is kind of the whole point of this is just to continue to test myself and see what's possible.
Well, so, you know, I sent you the two runs that I did today, which is really just
two days, which is just one run.
But that first half was fast. It was like, you know, fast for me mile,
sure,
which was 9:20. The second mile was slower, and I was going into the wind on the way back. But yeah, you know, it's nice to try to get that going. And every fucking time I'm like, I don't want to go run. The last time I was saying that out loud, Chelsea, like, but you never regret it after you're done. You're right.
You know what's funny about today's run is I had zero motivation to go. I did not want to get out and run. I was looking at the conditions outside, and I was just like, knowing that I'm still doing the single dad thing, and I don't want to like go somewhere else to go run. So I'm like running around my neighborhood, which is getting kind of monotonous and repetitive. But I want to stay close to the house, things like that, right? So one of the things I did earlier in the week is two of my kids got on their bikes and went around the neighborhood with me for one of my half hour recovery runs. And they're like, oh, that was a whole half hour. Like that was great. Like we didn't, they were worried it was going to be too long for them, and they did great. So today my youngest was like, I want to ride my bike with you again. And I was like, it's over an hour today. We can do like laps around the neighborhood so that if you need to quit at a certain time, like you can just like go back to the house. Like we'll like run back by the house. It's like, okay, yeah, we could do that, but I'll probably still do a few with you. It's like, okay, sounds great. And we get out there in that wind, and she gets one lap around the neighborhood, which is about a mile.
Okay. Like, all right. That's not too bad. Yeah.
But she, like, riding into the wind, she's just like, this is awful. Like, oh, I can't. And I'm like, I fully understand, because I'm running into the same wind that you are. And when you stop, I'm going to keep going for another 45 minutes. So, but yeah, it's been good. Running's good. My legs haven't fallen off yet. I got new blisters, good. Blister report.
All right.
New blisters. Things are good. Yeah. I'll be popping those soon.
Pop rock and blists.
Anyway, that's been the Run Minute. If you want to, run like we do, check out the Nike Run Club app. It's free on Android and iOS devices. This is not an endorsement. They do not pay us to say this. Nike has way too much money anyway. But yeah, you should get the app and go and do a run. Even if it's if you don't run, go around your neighborhood. It's awesome.
Even if it's just a quarter of a mile. That's how it starts. It's still exercise. It's still doing things for you. All right.
Last message directed specifically toward Sheena.
Who doesn't listen, so the message is lost.
No, lost on her. One last thing. I did finally reach purple level in the app.
Oh, congratulations.
I think in the last week. So all of the colors are different now in my app because I hit a new red level.
I want to ask a question. In our show notes, it says what we're talking about, which is Creed, eventually. Yeah. Tyco, Pop Tap, Lance Reddick, WonderCon, and Single Dads Live in Your Area. Is that the conversation we just had?
Yeah. Okay. Me talking about being a single dad.
All right.
Okay. That was just the joke for us. Okay. But now it's for everybody.
Now it's for everybody. Okay. Let's talk about Creed, the Creed cinematic universe. Now, stupid cinematic universe. The reason we're talking about Creed.
You're really coming in hot for my show notes today, man.
No, that's not a commentary, a treatise. That's I don't think that's right. On your show notes, it's just me processing them as I'm saying. I'm like, oh, it's not really. It's not a cinema. I guess it would be. It would be more of a Rocky cinematic universe.
It is a Rocky cinematic universe. You are correct.
Okay. Yes. Okay. I watched Cobra last night. And his name is Cobretti, and there are people named Cobretti. And if your name is Cobretti, cool. But I want to say, I never heard anybody with the name of Cobretti. And so when the name of the movie is Cobra and his name, real name is Marion Cobretti, I laugh. Okay. Anyway, so Rocky, Creed universe. Creed came out. I saw it in theaters originally. And it takes me back to my friend Sean. He and I used to get drunk and we would watch the Rocky series. And it was at that point in time, early 2000s, Rocky Balboa hadn't come out yet. And he used to get mad at me because I was like, here's what's going to happen. All right. They're going to come out with another Rocky movie. He's coming out of retirement again. It's for like one more fight. And then eventually it's going to be his kid's going to come out and fight. Right. And eventually they're going to get Apollo Creed. Like he's going to have a kid and Apollo Creed's kid's going to fight. Right. So eventually Creed comes out and I send Sean a text. I was like, told you should have listened to me.
Called it.
And so I was excited about it. And then the reviews came out and sure enough, it was a good movie. The first one was really good. I recommended it. The second one came out eventually and that followed more closely to, it was like kind of a redux of Rocky IV, with all the Russian Soviet Union stuff.
Yeah.
I thought that one was really good too at the time. I still like it. But then Creed III was announced. It was going to come out. And like, okay, yeah, got to rewatch this because I want to see Creed III. Chelsea hadn't seen either of the Creeds because she was like, I'm not interested in it. So I forced us to watch them. You just watched them. And that is why we're talking about Creed right now.
Yeah. And I feel like in terms of Rocky movies, my memory of the film franchise is a little rocky. You know what I mean? We're here all week, everybody. He's looking for a button. Yeah. Thank you. So I've definitely watched, I think maybe the first three Rocky movies. I feel like I felt like I had watched them all, but I'm not sure. And then you were talking about how good the first Creed movie is. And I'm like, yeah, it is good. And so then I started watching it on HBO like a week and a half ago. And about 5 to 10 minutes in, I was like, I don't think I've seen this movie. I don't know how often that's happened to me where I was confident I had seen a film. And then I go to rewatch it and realize I'm watching this movie for the very first time. So I don't know where in my neural pathways I mixed up Creed with some other film. But yeah, for some reason I was pretty confident I had seen Creed and then was rewatching it for the first time and was like, wow, this is really good. Like, this is a great movie. The other possibility is I have seen Creed before and just completely forgot it and then watched it again and it was great the second time. But
if that was the case, you having watched it recently, thinking back about it, was there a moment where you're like, no, I would have remembered this movie if I'd seen it. Was there a moment in the film?
Yeah, like yeah, there was and certain connections and the way that he meets up with Rocky and starts his training and stuff. I think it was just very reminiscent or similar to another movie that maybe I've watched or something like that, or with a similar premise, but I just didn't get around to watching the actual Creed film. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad I did, and so much so that about 5 or 6 days later, I watched the second Creed movie as well, and I thought it was good too. The story was a little bit more forced at times, and I think it leaned a little more heavily on some more knowledge of that Rocky cinematic universe and knowing about some past Rocky films, which I think is important to talk about, is the fact that you can watch these Creed movies without having seen any Rocky movies. You can enter in and you will understand what's going on. They give enough explanation about the past and who Rocky is. I mean, you just culturally, you know who Rocky is, but you may not know who Apollo Creed is or what happened to Apollo Creed. So they explain that pretty early on in the films. The same with Creed 2, as they bring in new characters to kind of so you understand what the history is. But with that said, if you have seen the original Rocky series, all of the Rocky movies, they tie in so well to all of that other content so that they really build on those other films and the history that's already set up in those movies.
Yeah, I agree with your point that the first Creed, they did it in a way where, like, hey, here's a, because the Adonis Creed, played by Michael B. Jordan, was not a character until this movie. He is the
right.
Illegitimate child of Apollo Creed. And so, like, we're meeting him for the first time. And so you have to, there's a part of that where you have to, like, explain his origins a little bit. And by explaining his origins, it's not like super on the nose necessarily, like when the mother from Cosby Show comes out. I forget the actress's name, but she comes to find him in the children's like juvie, right? And
right.
It doesn't explain their relationship at first. And it's not until maybe like 20 minutes into it that you start to understand, like, okay, what is this relationship? And so I like that.
Rashard.
Yeah, there you go.
Rashad.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it builds off of that throughout that first movie. And then when they introduce Rocky, by the time they introduce him and Adonis's attempts to get Rocky to train him and all that type of stuff, like that's like middle of the movie where it starts really panning out. And it's a more emotional, not ham-fisted way of doing it. The second film, Creed 2, when we're starting talking about Dolph Lundgren and a knowledge of Rocky 4 and having to know about what happens in Rocky 4 with killing Apollo Creed, Dolph Lundgren kills Apollo Creed, and then Rocky comes back and fights him, and then Brigitte Nielsen then leaves him after that movie. Anyway, like you have to know all that type of stuff. The second one, you write like the emotional bits with Rocky in the first one, those kind of conversations that he has with Adonis, they feel natural and they feel like, yeah, Rocky. Oh, he's just such a nice guy. Oh,
yeah.
In the second one, he's still nice, but it doesn't feel as genuine, I guess. And so, although I do like the second one, the first one is far superior.
I can't disagree. And obviously there's a third one out getting from what I've heard, relatively good reviews. It's got Kang the Conqueror in it. Jonathan Majors. Based on the last two installments of the Creed series, I am excited for this, and I'm excited to see the movie. It's got a 7.3 IMDb rating. Take that for what you will. Also, Michael B. Jordan is directing.
Yeah.
This new film. Does he have a lot of director's credits? Outside of this film, I'm not really sure.
It's a good question.
This is his first.
This might be, yeah.
Yeah.
What I have heard about Creed 3, neither of us has seen Creed 3. No. I want to see it, and I will see it. But what I've heard about it is that it's Rocky's not in it. They may mention him in passing, but it's all about.
I'm sorry. Is he too busy being the Tulsa King? Is that what he's a scheduling conflict?
No, it might be a rights thing about the Rocky character and all that type of stuff.
Weird.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. He doesn't own the rights to Rocky, even though he created the character and everything. The studio's some other guy owns the rights to Rocky. But okay. Anyway, this movie is all about Creed, and it's all about a childhood friend of Adonis's. And so what I think is really cool is Rocky's not in it. The whole series has been about him, Adonis, forging his own legacy, right? Like, his father's is boxing royalty, but father passed away, living kind of still under his father's shadow. Even Creed 2 is about him fighting the person's son who killed his father, right?
Yeah.
And so now going to Creed 3, it's all about him, and it's all about his legacy. It's all about his history. And so that's a good place for the franchise to go in a different direction. Be like, yeah. It's not just a Rocky extension. It is this character's movie now.
That is cool. And I think that's, it gives the opportunity, if the movie is well received by audiences, for them to extend the franchise beyond just those connections back to the original Rocky franchise. And so when you first said, oh, Rocky's not in it, and like potentially there's no actual like association to Rocky like directly, I was hesitant. I was like, oh, that could affect this potentially for the worse. But there's still so much story and so many characters and so much direction that they can take those characters to make a compelling story that doesn't have to be directly, you know, tied to Rocky or things like that.
Yeah. Exactly right. Anyway, so we recommend it. If you haven't seen Creed or Creed 2, please go check them out. If you are a boxing Rocky fan, if that's not your cup of tea, you already stopped listening, and that's okay too.
Yeah, that's fine too. I think I started Creed 1 and Sheena was in the room, and then she's like, I'm going to go read my book or something. And I was like, all right, fine. I'm going to watch this movie. And by the end of the movie, I was like, Sheena, you would have liked this movie. You might want to give it another shot, because the story, the story of like personal achievement of, you know, stepping into your own, to like the believing in yourself and believing that you're capable of more. And it's boxing, and they're punching each other in the face, and it's brutal. But the story behind all of that and why they're there, I really liked that a lot. So that's a movie from like 10 years ago that we're talking about. So watch it.
But it's true. Like all of the Rocky movies, Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3 a little bit. Rocky 4 was more nationalism a little bit. And then Rocky 5, we don't have to talk about Rocky 5 necessarily.
We don't talk about Rocky 5.
That's what made those movies good, is there's an emotional through line for it. Like, it's not just about guys beating the shit out of each other in a boxing ring. It's an underdog story. Like, Rocky 1 is the underdog story. The whole reason he is fighting Apollo Creed in the first one is because Apollo Creed wants somebody from the streets, easy to beat. And nobody thinks Rocky is going to win. And then Rocky goes all rounds with him and then loses by decision, which is what kicks off Rocky 2, because then Apollo's like, F this guy. he's embarrassing me. They're all saying, like, even though I won, they're still shouting for him. Let's get a rematch in. In that one, Rocky wins. So, you know, there's a good heart is what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And you learn a lot about the rules of like boxing. There's stuff I'm like, oh, that's a thing? Okay, cool. Because I don't watch a lot of boxing. So then I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Makes sense. There's the guy got disqualified because he punched him after the bell or something. Got it. All right. Well, that's an interesting technicality I didn't know about. Neat. Let's make another movie about it. Anyway.
Let's do it. Oh, I'll say this one last thing. I want to throw it out there. I wish that the Creed 2 did this, but they didn't. The final fight between Adonis and the dude in the first Creed was shot like an ESPN, like a fight night. Like it had that HBO camera effect to it.
HBO Sports.
Like it felt like you were watching a live event, which was so cool. And it didn't have that in the second one. I'd love to see more of that. I guess one more thing is Michael B. Jordan talked about filming Creed 3. And he referenced a bunch of using like anime techniques for like some of his shots in boxing. So there's a little clip of him getting punched. And as he gets punched, like the sweat that's on his back gets knocked off. And pretty cool shot.
So. All right. I'll have to check it out. When I have time to myself.
Single dads live in your area.
Single dads. This is literally the only hour of the week that I will have uninterrupted for the entire week. So with that, let's talk about the other thing that has captured my attention in the last week. I do this on occasion where I'm scrolling through my phone and I'll be like, I kind of wish I had a game on my phone just something to pass the time, something if you're in a waiting room, if you're, you know, a fun, engaging game that I can carry around in my pocket. And what those have been in the past, honestly, it varies from like a Peggle to a Crossy Road to have you played that song yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't talk to me. Talk to the audience.
Anyway, you had to show it up there. You just spoil my thunder. I did play a Shovel Knight game recently, which was really good. Because I do subscribe on iOS to their arcade subscription, which is like $5 a month. But what that gives you access to is a whole bunch of games that are ad free. And sometimes they're a little bit more robust or a little bit more polished. So instead of weeding through a lot of ad-driven games where you're getting pop-ups and things throughout, or they're constantly trying to get you to do in-app purchases, things like that, Apple Arcade really does have some quality games that you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. So I'm on the Apple Arcade store, and I see this game in some like bundle or whatever. And it looked familiar, and I'm going to butcher this name, but it's Taiko no Tatsujin, the English version being Pop Tap Beat. And what it is the incredibly famous Japanese arcade game where it's a rhythm game where you have one big drum in front of you. And you are playing the drum and circles fly across the screen and you're trying to match the rhythm with those circles. And it's now available on Apple Arcade. You can get it on your iOS devices. You can get it on your MacBook. I've discovered in the last few days, it's also available on the Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually buy it bundled with a drum controller. So that you can play it with like a drum controller in your house. And, you know, I downloaded this game on my phone, not expecting much. And I am hooked, Brandon. I am hooked on this game. I showed it to a couple of my kids. They started playing it. They are hooked on it. They're playing it a ton. So today I said, Brandon, yeah, check this game out. I know you're a musical guy. I know you're a drummer. I know you love yourself some Rock Band. So come at me with your initial thoughts. What do you think of Pop Tap Beat? Your initial thoughts on this game.
It's also on the Xbox. So throwing that out there, it is also on the Xbox, which is where I played it. I played it months ago. It was on Game Pass. And
okay. I'm like, for my Game Pass. So that makes sense.
it was. I don't know if it still is. But so I picked it up, and maybe it was like a late night, and I played through it just a little bit. And it took me back to, I used to, when Guitar Hero first came out, before I had a guitar controller, because you could play Guitar Hero without the controller, even further back, like maybe like Fusion Frenzy, there was a couple like rhythm games that you could play, like Parappa the Rapper and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, and like just tapping, those types of rhythm games. And so I'm like, oh, I'll check it out. I played it just a little bit, and then I'm like, well, I have Rock Band if I'm going to play games on my rhythm games.
And you've invested plenty of capital into your Rock Band collection.
Yeah, sure. And so you talked about it today, and you're like, here's this game, like addicted to it. And then I downloaded it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I have played that. Oh, yeah. Okay. I like playing it on the phone more than I did on the Xbox. Okay. Because the how I can hold the phone is like, instead of like the buttons, right? Like the A and B and X and Y on the controller. This is like very just, here it is. It's right there in the middle of the screen. Oh, I want the rim, do a rim shot, like right there in the middle. So I've been playing it a little bit. I started on easy. I'm like, oh, this is too easy. I'm like, well, let me skip to insane. I'm like, ah, that's too hard. So I've been playing.
It is hard.
I've been playing. I started doing on hard. I jumped to that. And the difficulty level from hard to insane, like, there's like a huge jump. There's a huge jump there. But it's fun. It's fun. And I think it's one. I don't like playing games on my phone normally because I have my phone on mute all the time. And so this is like a game that, like, maybe I put headphones on. I'm like, fly the bumblebee, you know? Fly the bumblebee.
Have you played the Sonic the Hedgehog medley yet?
Did I ever? Yeah, I played. I started the first time I played it was on Insane, I did not pass. Here's one thing I do like. I'll get back into the Sonic thing. One thing I do like about the game is, even if you don't pass it, it doesn't fail you, right? Like,
yeah,
you're gonna play through the whole thing, and then once you finish the song, it's gonna say, you didn't pass. And I'm like, okay, cool. Well,
sucks,
like,
to be you.
Thank you for letting me know. And thank you for letting me continue playing. Like on Rock Band, I put no fail mode on because for some of the harder songs, I don't want to be like get 95% of the way through. And then on Peace Sells, Who's Buying, you know, lose on this really awkward bass pedal hit. Right.
Yeah.
So anyway. So yes, I played the Sonic song.
And it's great. It's great.
It's great. I beat it on hard.
You beat it on hard.
Yeah,
that's good. A couple of things I've noticed, and I'm gonna play some video. This is from Colt Cabana. This is 7-year-old. Is the world's greatest drummer on YouTube. If you're looking for this video, but this is a kid playing the game at the arcade, and he's just wailing, like he's just going to town, right? But what I noticed in watching this video, because it's the game on our phone is basically a port directly from the arcade game, and while the controls are, like you said, a little bit more intuitive and you can feel like you're actually drumming a little bit on your phone, not having actual drumsticks in your hand and hitting a physical drum, I think makes it a little bit more difficult on some of those hard and extreme levels for you to really get the sort of like roles and things that you would need to have for some of those beats, right? Where I feel like if you actually, you know this from playing the drums, but when you're actually playing a drum and you can get the stick to actually bounce off the drum a little bit and then bounce back, and you can kind of get that rhythm a little bit more. And for me, I have difficulty with that when I'm actually playing it on the phone. So I wonder if playing it with a controller, like if it'd be easier to get into, and when I say a controller, like the actual drum controller that you can buy online to play with. I don't know if that would be any easier or not.
I don't know if it would be easier. I don't think it would be easier necessarily. What it does is like it gives you limb independence. And so like there's a difference between using your thumbs to like do some triplets, like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then like, because you'll notice in that video, and for our audio listener, we were watching a video at the same time. There's no audio, but we were watching a video. Yeah. There's a little kid doing the drums, and you'll notice that he is he's hitting in the middle for the reds. There's only two things. There's red and there's blue hits. The middle of the drum is the red, and then the rim shot is the blue. And then there's bigger ones where like you hit at the same time in the middle, and then it's a big red, and then the rims hit them at the same time and you get a big blue. Okay. Those are the only things you have essentially. Well, as you're watching him, he is in the middle of the drum. He's playing those reds and then he's hitting the rim. And then he's alternating and hitting the rim with his left hand and then right and then left and so on and so forth. That is where it will gets complicated. When you're just playing on the iPad or the iPhone or your Android, wherever, you're using the finger, and you could like, you can go on that side, you can go on the right side, you can go on the left side, you can stay in the middle, you know, whichever you're more comfortable with. Using your wrist and getting that action in, like it makes it harder, I think, but also more fun because you're actually playing
playing a drum.
Yeah.
I have another video. This is Red 55 Tycho. And he's, or she, it doesn't really show who's playing, but they're playing like a Nintendo Switch version of it where they have the at home version of the drum, where it's a scaled down version, but it's essentially the same idea, right? I don't know. I look at this thing. I've only been playing this game a couple days, but the idea of having this drum controller in the house, like the kids are all in. They're like, yes, let's get it. Let's play. If you want to buy the entire game with the drum peripheral for like your Nintendo Switch, I think it retails for like $180, right? Which, I mean, as people that have bought entire bands worth of Rock Band stuff, like that's not unheard of. And this game has a pretty huge following, around the world. So if you are a big fan of the game, I could see you buying that. I did find on like, what is it? Is it like Alibaba or something? The overseas discount retailers. You can buy like knockoff versions that are like, I don't know, $16 to $30 or something like that. I'm not gonna recommend whether or not you buy those or not. I can't guarantee how well they'll work, but It is tempting. It is tempting to find myself a drum peripheral and play this. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if I play it on my phone for more than, you know, a couple of weeks. And if I do, then we'll revisit it. We'll decide, whether or not it's worth investing more than my $5 a month.
Well, I started playing it, and the very, very first thought I had was, am I better than Travis already at this game?
Absolutely. I'm sure you are.
And I'm like, where is he on the leaderboards? Where are the leaderboards so I can look him up to see how much better I am than him?
Well, the cool thing is, thanks to what is it, Game Center or whatever on iOS, I now get, because we're friends on, even though most games don't utilize the system, I've gotten two notifications today about you being better than me at a song, or my son beating me on a song. So what I think we should do is we'll go ahead and wrap up this episode. We'll do a really quick post show.
Okay.
And I've got it set up where I can stream the game. And I say we go head to head.
Okay.
One song, and we can just let whoever is watching see how, just watch you annihilate me on that song.
Okay.
So
all right. Okay. So we're gonna do that, and then we'll post it there on the Patreon. Mm-hmm. One last thing I want to talk about, just real quick. Well, maybe two things, real quick. The first is a cool thing, which is I'm going WonderCon in Anaheim is next weekend. Good old press passes. So
finally getting that recognition.
We finally made thought? It. So I'm gonna go to that, and you know, next time we talk, hopefully bring back some cool kind of coverage from WonderCon. Probably no filming, but or any audio, but I'll bring back a report for next week. The second thing is, this was kind of a blow, we're ending it kind of on a downer, but I want to say this, Lance Reddick, who is super, like, love him as an actor, passed away fairly young, like 60, and he was on Lost, he was on The Wire, he was in like the new Resident Evil show, he's been in a lot of things.
He's done a bunch of work in gaming. I think
Destiny.
Destiny games, and then
between two, and he played himself. I think of the both Destiny games, the first and second one. I think he logged like 2,500 hours. So he was a fan of the game as well.
That's awesome.
There's a couple of videos out there. This is I'll liven it up. There's a couple of videos out there that you should see of him, where he committed to his role no matter what he was in. There's three videos. The first video is a Funny or Die video where he's a owner of a toy store, and he's really funny in that. He's kind of an asshole. The second video is he is talking about him being a goof and his favorite word that his wife doesn't like, which is titties. He's like, my wife doesn't like that word, but I love it. It's just a funny word, which my mom hates that word as well. So, but the third video is the one that was making its rounds mostly, is his appearance on the Eric Andre show. And
yes,
and you've seen that one, crack me up, where I wish I were LeVar Burton. That's how he ends that. So great. Anyways, all that's to say.
Yeah, just a huge loss. I just started working my way through the John Wick movies, watched the first two this week, and knowing that he was doing press for the fourth film when that happened, just really heartbreaking. But condolences out to his family, and just super appreciative of all of his work and the content that he's brought to the world. So and that's it for this episode. Thanks everybody for listening, for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, click all the right things, leave the comments, we're gonna go over and play a quick game, so if you're on our Patreon, you'll see that. Otherwise, if you're on Twitch, stick around. We're gonna see if we can get this working. And then until next week, I'm Travis,
and I'm Brandon. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.